Carolina Toladei Vidal has crafted all sorts of piñatas in her Anchorage home, from salmon to tacos to extra tough boots. Then last year came a brand new addition, a giant coronavirus piñata. As Alaska Public Media's Tegan Hanlon reports, orders for the piñata helped fill a slow spot for the business, with Alaskans eager to get their hands on a version of the germ they could easily destroy.
Is the sound of a huge COVID-19 germ getting whacked with a stick last summer in an Anchorage front yard. It's Rose Constantine's 8th birthday, and she says it wasn't hard to pick out what kind of piñata she wanted at her small outdoor party.
Well, I just felt like beating the heck out of a COVID piñata.
Rose isn't alone. People have taken to bashing coronavirus piñatas across the country over the past year of pandemic. It's kind of cathartic, says Carolina Toladei Vidal, the maker behind Rose's birthday piñata. In a year filled with so much uncertainty and so much loss, destroying the germ, even in its cardboard and streamer form, just feels good.
So when it comes to COVID-19, for sure, I think you really smash them and break them and hit them with a meaning. I mean, with the really willing to, because it has been tough for everybody.
Toladei Vidal makes piñatas in the basement of her South Anchorage home for her online business called The Piñata Shop. The room is full of colorful streamers and sketchbooks, and hanging from the ceiling are three big coronavirus germs. They're round balls covered in red fringe with more than a dozen spikes sticking out of them. They've also got white fangs. Toladei Vidal thinks they look scary, but her daughters don't agree.
The youngest especially says it's too cute to smash because of the big eyes. I'm like, still, it's got sharp teeth and it wants you and it wants to live in your body. So I will get rid of that and I will smash that.
Toladei Vidal first started making coronavirus piñatas last spring, but she started her piñata business about 4 years ago after one of her daughters requested a piñata of a character named Cloud Guy from the movie Trolls.
I had looked in the stores in town. I looked online and I didn't find anything. And I thought, well, you know, shouldn't be so hard to make a piñata. It's just pretty much that style. Should be just cardboard and streamers. I'm gonna give it a try.
That project for her daughter turned into a hobby that turned into a business, creating custom piñatas for people in Alaska. Last spring, however, the piñata orders, like so many parts of life, came to a halt as the world entered a pandemic. Toladei Vidal says she suddenly had a lot more time, and as she saw photos of coronavirus piñatas popping up online, she decided to try making her own, and people started ordering them. She says she knows the coronavirus has had such dire impacts, but she hopes the piñatas provide a bit of release.
It's kind of bittersweet. You know, I hope that people see the fun of it.
8-year-old Rose certainly did. She was one of the first Alaskans to get one of Toladei Vidal's coronavirus piñatas.
I couldn't see it since I had a blindfold, but I was just like, I want to get you!
Her mom, Kate Constantine, says it felt like the perfect thing to smash at a party where kids were in face masks and standing in circles drawn with chalk to keep distance between them as they waited for their turn at the piñata.
Coronavirus is like the perfect villain for children, you know, that they can really just simply understand that that is the thing that we want to defeat. So it was perfect for a piñata.
She says there was so much cheering when it finally exploded. In Anchorage, I'm Tegan Hanlon.